12-vehicle United Nations aid convoy set off Monday to go behind rebel lines in eastern Congo, carrying medical supplies for clinics looted by retreating government troops. It was the first humanitarian aid delivery behind rebel lines since fighting broke out in August. United Nations peacekeepers escorted the trucks from the provincial capital of Goma with assurances of safe passage from both the Congolese army and rebel leader Laurent Nkunda. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said that with a ceasefire in place, the United Nations' top priority is getting aid to some of the 250,000 refugees displaced by fighting that has swelled a refugee population that already stood at 1 million in the Central African nation.
Now, with this ceasefire in place, we have already mobilized all necessary humanitarian agencies to provide assistance.
Since Thursday, the day after the ceasefire, streams of refugees have thronged the roads around Goma trying to get home. United Nations Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay warned on Friday that abuses were rampant and that women and children are being disproportionately affected by the crisis.
In the provincial capital Goma, looting, killings, and rapes appear to have been carried out.
Rebel leader Laurent Nkunda went on the offensive August 28th and brought his fighters to the edge of Goma last week before declaring a unilateral ceasefire and demanding direct talks with the government. The conflict is fueled by festering ethnic hatred from Rwanda's 1994 genocide and Congo's civil wars from 1996 to 2002. I'm Irene Lagan.